96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Tuesday, March 25th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today we have the post office people here, Aaron. I did not know people do snail mail still, send letters.
That's Nuri, I thought you brought the people here to explain why the gift you sent me in the mail didn't make it yet.
We can talk about that too.
Okay, just checking.
We can talk about that too. Just checking. But post office is big business. It's a thriving business and part of our economy. And I'm saying this is the opportunity now to have them explain that their services still exist and to understand exactly how they permeate through the Bahamas and make our world daily living.
It's more than just the economy, right? Like the post office service is almost like it's beyond an essential service. It's an inherent service. When you do law, when you learn in common law, commonwealth law, one of the first things you learn about It's about the post office and communications, right? And so in that space, you learn that it's not just an important part of the economy, it is an essential part of a nation, the construct of a nation.
I thought you were going to mention lawyers going to say the stamp tax, because certain documents, they all add a stamp, and I say, I'm not mailing anything. Why are you going to put a stamp on my legal document? Mm-hmm. And I say, some of the stamp tax.
Well, forget the tax part, right? Like the stamp is about the date,
yes,
right? And so when the post office puts the date on it, that's the date. So you mail in a letter, a bill. The bill gets to the people them late. It's the date the post office puts on it. So the date the post office puts on it, that's when your bill was submitted.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, that's how important this...
It becomes official.
Or how integral the post office is in the operation of a country. In every space, you have to understand the postal system.
Today, we have in the studio Ms. Cox and also Mr. Ferguson, who are represented from the post office of the Bahamas. And I'm sure Ms. Cox will give me the official name for the organization. And then we go into services and exactly what is the post office, why is it still relevant. And then we go into detail about what we're talking about. Good morning again, Ms. Cox.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Now, officially introduce yourself. I want to know your position, man.
Well, my name is Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S. My name is Hollis Cox, and I am a part of the marketing team of the General Post Office of the Bahamas.
So it's called the General Post Office of the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
And who do you have with you?
I have Mr. Derek Ferguson, and he is part of the team.
Okay. So I wanted you to explain the various services of the post office, right? Erin made fun of a letter sent to her, and we still want to know what happened to that letter, right? But there are different systems the post office has implemented to become more efficient, right? I see you all get your new building and things going smoothly. No mail is lost anymore, right? But I want to know what all services you offer. Someone whispered to me one time, so you know the post office has a bank? And I said, you talk fool, yeah? There you go, Scotia. Right? The post office don't have no bank. And I was talking to you downstairs, you were telling me that, yes, the post office have a bank. Mm-hmm. So I need to hear about this bank.
Okay, first off, Mr. Nuri, let me correct myself. We are called the Bahamas Postal Service.
Okay.
That is our official name.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you want to talk about the savings bank. But before we get to the savings bank, the post office, we offer registered mail, bulk mail, we have the stamp counter, we have parcel post, and then we have the savings bank. We also do EMS, and that's the high-speed mail. But let's run right down onto the savings bank area. The savings bank has been established, and it was established in 1952. So we just didn't come around, Mr. Nuri. So we've been around for a while.
You all always had a bank?
Always.
Do behemoths know that you all always had a bank?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, when you say Bahamians, no. I believe that the our grandmothers and our mothers, our aunts, they knew more about our services that we offered, especially the savings bank, but not the younger generation that's here now. And so this is why we're running a campaign where we're trying to put it out there to let them know that saving with the savings bank of the post office is it's beyond the bank. It's beyond, I wouldn't call the other banking names, but it's beyond the banks.
I can call the names.
Go ahead.
I want to understand what you mean by savings bank. Because I understand the other commercial, Canadian commercial banks. Mm-hmm. And I want to see or juxtapose this Bahamas Postal Services Bank.
Yes.
What's the difference?
The difference is, first off, Mr. Nuri, there are some other family islands that do not have banks. They don't have any commercial banks. And so the residents depend on the savings bank. And so the savings bank has been in many of the islands from our great-grandmothers. And so we also offer 5% interest. That is our biggest thing.
Which means 5%. My bank only offers 2%. I could call my bank name, but they offer 2%. And some, I have another bank. Mm-hmm. My main bank said that I'm a non-interest bearing account.
Mm-hmm.
It's a current account. Mm-hmm. I put the money there and I don't get nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to say the post office gives you interest?
Yes, they do. 5%.
And hold 5% of the money?
Hold 5%.
Let me work that out.
All of that.
So finish talking with that. While I work that out, how much money I could do.
Now go ahead.
I was going to ask. Once I put my money in your bank, mm-hmm. how can I access it? Post office only? Or, you know, I can't use the ATM to access my money. No. But so tell me, savings only, right?
Mm-hmm.
No borrowing.
No.
Just savings. That's
yes.
okay.
Yes.
How would I get my money out? Like, how would I put it in and how would I put it out and take it out?
Okay, great question. Savings bank, first off, we don't offer cards. We don't do debit cards.
Okay.
But we would give you a book.
Okay.
You remember back in the day when Commonwealth mm-hmm. Bank First Caribbean, school. They would give you, right. So we would give you a book mm-hmm. and you can make your withdrawals and you can make your deposits to any savings bank, any of the post office. We have 8 locations, Elizabeth Estate, South Beach, Carmichael Road, Fox Hill, the airport, Cable Beach, Grantstown. We have those locations.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, but Sandyport, they only sort mails, but that is also a part of the post office.
Okay, awesome.
So as Mr. Ferguson, who whispering to Ms. Cox in the background, right? So each family island has a post office too?
Yes, sir. Just
yes, sir.
About every one of them.
And I can give them money and they save my money there?
Yes, sir.
Well, and I get 5% interest on my money?
Yes, sir.
You know, back in the day when you do your insurance, the insurance company, they have this little book that... The insurance agent will sign his name and the amount that you pay, and when they sign that, that's gospel. You could go to the company, and they will have to accept what is in that book. Okay, the same thing with our savings bank book, the family islands that you could go to any one of the family islands, like how you travel and to do your work, you might want to go put up something in Andrews. So once you have your book with you, sir, you can go to the post office there and you can give the lady your money and your book and she will do what she have to do.
So this computerized, if I put my money in Auckland, because we always talk about Auckland, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just down there in Auckland for like a 6-month period helping them with whatever construction they're doing. And I move back to New Providence because now I'm from New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to say you have a computer access and say, yes, you put this money in Auckland and it followed me to New Providence?
Well, not only that, sir, but that book... When you bring that book back to Nassau, and whoever's to the counter, they see whatever's written in there, and they see who signed it.
Ah.
And mm-hmm. so that...
is the verification.
That's it.
Yes.
That's all you need.
Yes.
Now, is my money insured?
Yes.
I don't want to tell you about my future plans, but just in case I turn to a life of villainy as a grandmother,
yes.
I still don't want to disadvantage people.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think that's what people are thinking about.
Yes.
Is it insured?
Yes.
The money is well secured.
Well secured.
With the savings bank at the post office.
The other day, mm-hmm. I left some money in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put, it was only like $120. Mm-hmm. I ain't put no money in it for a good 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
When I come back, the whole account closed and the money gone. Mm. It evaporated. Mm-hmm. I want to know if my money got evaporated in this post office account.
Such a great question, Mr. Nurian. Let me brag with the post office. There is no fees to open the account and there is no fees to withdraw. So come on now, Mr. Nuri.
No fees to withdraw, you know?
Okay, now.
Nothing.
You working with me?
This sound better than...
Can I give you an application right now? Because
it sounds so.
There you go.
To open an account. Because I know... I haven't even called the Canadian ones. This is a Bahamian-owned bank. I called to say I want to open up the account for the child. Mm-hmm. They said I got to make an appointment. The appointment was a month later. And then I got to bring in all these documents to bring in to sign, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And that process, first I had to wait for 3 hours in the bank after they have come for the appointment. Mm-hmm. And that lasted for a week of going back. And I was there next to that school. I ain't calling the name.
You ain't calling no name.
No, I ain't calling the name. I'm just saying next to that school on Prince Charles. And it took me about 3 weeks to open an account. I want to know what all do I need to open up this this post office
savings bank account. Yes. Mr. Nuri, you would need... Definitely, your NIB is a must, and any other government issue ID. That can be your passport, your NIB,
driver's license,
or your voter's card. But let me tell you, Mr. Nuri, I'll be working with you. You don't have to make an appointment with the post office. You don't have to wait 3 hours. As a matter of fact, that takes you no more than about 20 minutes, 25 minutes to open up that account.
What is my limit to open account? Is it like a cap at $50,000, $10,000?
At this time, $6,000 is the maximum that you can have on the account.
And minimum?
The minimum you can open the account with is $3.
Okay. And is this bank
for... could start with $3.
With Bahamians only, or can foreigners who work here in the Bahamas with legal documentation...
You have to have legal documentation.
And they could go and open up an account?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I have a grand idea. Mm-hmm. Does the bank have the capacity for us to start a national program in conjunction with the Ministry of Education to get every student a bank account? Aaron, so they could start their fiscal and financial education.
That's a beautiful question.
Aaron, yes, beautiful question. And guess what? That is happening now.
Awesome.
Every week, we go to two or more schools, and the children are opening a bank account.
As a matter of fact, we went into a few schools, and we spoke to them about the savings bank and other areas, what we were doing this morning, speaking about the post office. And let me tell you something. You should have seen the look on those children's face. Mm-hmm. They could take their lunch money, some of it, and save it.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
And it's not as cumbersome as trying to get one of those commercial bank, Canadian commercial bank type thing.
No.
Okay, I understand the banks, the savings account. Mm-hmm. What other services does the post office render?
Okay, as I was explaining earlier, we have the registered mail.
What's that?
The registered mail is mails that you want to send. I would give you an example. If you want to send right to Miami and you want to send a birth certificate for someone, I would give you the...
Having a flashback, Aaron. But go ahead.
Mr. Nuri, my advice would be to that person, in order to track your letter, to send it registered mail. Reason being, the registered mail we give you, you would have 9 numbers, and you put those numbers right in the computer, and you'll be able to track your letter every stop that letter makes.
And you got to explain that to me, because I sent 2 birth certificates via the mail to from two different post office places, and they ain't get that yet. Mm-hmm. So I want to hear about this registered mail process so I could do that the next time to make sure I track it. And what do you mean by track it?
You can track it because the registered mail, along also our high-speed mail, we all connect it with the post office in every country via email. And so when you put in those 9 numbers and you put in the name, the destination, and everything else that's on that letter, the person in Miami then can go on their computer and put in the barcode, and they can say, okay, it hasn't reached, it's in Fort Lauderdale now, pending getting into Miami. So they can, all of the information will come up one time.
Yes. So who should use this rapid speed or this registered mail service? Because like I said, there's a regular snail mail, you just send a letter.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who could afford it.
Okay, so what's the fee for that now?
Okay, well, registered mail, it depends also on the weight of the letter. And so after the letter's weighed, it starts at $250 plus the postage. And then we also have high speed. It's called EMS. but it's called, we call it high speed as well here in the Bahamas. Now, high speed is something different. High speed is mails that usually, and I'm going to use the word usually because I don't want you to quote me, our time frame for high speed is 5 to 7 working days, business working days.
All right. Okay. Now, I registered mail. Mm-hmm. I'm sending important things via registered mail.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, somebody wrote a song, and they put a dollar in a letter and sent it all the way from Miami. Am I allowed to put money in registered mail?
You're not allowed to put money in any mail.
I just check in. I just check in. Because the song is confusing me. But, I'm thinking that's something important. That's something I want to get to my people right away, and I need to track. No. But it's against the law.
Postal regulations, yes, ma'am.
And postal regulations. Okay, that's good. No, that's good to know. Grammy, I told you I couldn't send the money through the mail. I hope you believe me now.
But we're talking about if you're going through the family of islands, we also have we have a system where it's called you can come in and you can say, okay, I want to send $100
to
my grandmother, and she's in Auckland, Mr. Nuri. So you want to send this $100 to your grandmother in Auckland.
In Island Lock. But go ahead, go finish.
No. This is the post office. And so that you can come into the post office and you can say, good morning. I want to send $100 to my grandmother in Auckland. We're going to give you the form. You fill out the form and you're going to put all of your information, all the Grammy information.
Just like that?
Just like that. It's called money order. That is the name of it. It's called money order. And you can do. You can actually put a money order to every family island in the Bahamas.
What type of documents I need to send that money?
You don't need any documents.
Because I have some. I have an evangelist cousin who lives in Auckland, right? And every so often, I could sponsor, right? It'd be rough trying to send the money. So I can say, I can go to the post office and say, send this $100.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Nuri, as a matter of fact, just after you finish writing up the document and they give you a receipt, you can call your cousin.
Money there.
Or whoever it is, and say, listen, in the next but 5 minutes,
clear line.
Your money is going to be to the post office
in
Auckland.
Okay, so I'm a vendor. Not so much now, but I spend a lot of time on Potter's Key Dock trying to buy produce.
Okay.
Right? And I've developed a relationship with a couple of farmers and thing. And so it's okay. I put in my order. I want to get him the money before he leaves the island.
Okay.
Because I want guarantee. I lost a whole case of Scarlet Plum like that.
There you go.
The people paid for it. They didn't thief it. But they tell him, we on this boat. We could smell the Scarlet Plum. We eating this. We buying it. So a lot of farmers complain that some unscrupulous vendors will order, receive, and not send the money back. But now Family Island vendors and business people have always had this
money
available to
access.
So and I could, you give me a receipt and I could take a picture of the receipt and send it to the farmer.
Yes, ma'am.
Your money is on your on the books.
The farmer, the fisherman, the family member. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Can I send packages via the mail?
Yes, sir.
Like how Aaron sells Scarlet Plum, can I send a Scarlet Plum in via the mail?
No. So Scarlet Plum, no.
No?
No. But when you say packages, just say you want to send anything personal. I'm not gonna say what the personal items are.
Sure.
Well, okay, let's say a shoe, and you want to send it to your brother in Auckland. You package it properly, and you take it to the stamp counter, and they weigh it. Everything is with weight.
Okay.
They're going to weigh that.
They're going to weigh that.
Right. So I'm not going to tell you off the top of my head that's $10.
Okay.
But once I weigh it on the scale will tell you that's $15 plus the postage, which will, the postage will be the stamp, and the stamp will be, say, $10.
I get a phone call. People calling already want to ask questions about this post office. The Bahamas Postal Services. So let me give you all these
Airpieces. No, you keep yours.
Okay. You're born that one.
Okay.
Producer Patch, that caller through. Go ahead, Cody. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Derek, and good morning to your guests as well.
Good morning.
Under the previous administration, right, there was a talk about making the postal post office like the USP of the United States. Now that, you know, the SBDC has created this website, is that something that the post office will be participating in, and shipping packages and stuff like that? Can Poison ship their packages through the Bahamas Postal Service?
Sir, good morning again. Let me answer that question for you. We are working on modernizing the post office. And when you say shipping of packages, we've always shipped packages, sir. But what? Can you break that question down for me? Because we ship packages to everywhere in the world.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking like, you know, like overnight services or one-day services, you know, things
yes,
like
sir.
That.
Yes, sir.
You know, things like that. If I have a business, so I can tell my customer, and will they be provided with a tracking number?
We also, like I said to you earlier, we have a tracking system that we use now. But the overnight system, that's not available as yet. But we are modernizing the post office and we are getting there.
We're working on it.
How soon? How soon will this be available? Because sometimes we say soon and soon, like the soon never come. How soon is soon? Can you give us some ETA?
No, sir. On advice of counsel, that's where I'm going this morning.
On advice of counsel? Listen, teleconsul, we need deadline, man, because this could be going on for the next 10 years.
Yes, sir. We'll guess.
We need to know when this thing, so I can plan my business. I can demand. I got this thing set up. And, you know, the government got a system. Mm-hmm. And I can ship to them. And so you tell whoever it is.
Yes, sir.
You put a fire under them. Amen?
We're hearing your cry, sir. And we are working. So stay tuned because we're working.
Okay, I will. All right.
Thank you so much.
And just before you go, caller, I'd just like to add that we are doing our endeavor best, like Ms. Cox is saying, to put things in place, because it's a lot of people don't know what all the post office offers. And now that, you know, we see this one pop up, say they shipping this and that one pop up, and some got a audacity to come so close to the post office to open their business. But let me tell you something, stay tuned. You'll see something in the future. Trust with me on that, sir.
And for those potential customers or business people who are looking to see modernizations of that nature in the Bahamas, here's where you start. You need to partner with the Chamber of Commerce and Mark Turnquest Small and Medium-Sized Business Center to lobby, to create draft policy, find examples, draft a model for the Bahamas. Remember, it has to be effective, efficient, and secure.
Yes.
Right? This be talking postal
first
service.
And foremost, yes.
So
yes.
You can't bush mechanic the postal service.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I mean, it is. I want you all to understand it is an integral part of. And so lobby with the Chamber of Commerce, the Small and Medium-Sized Business Center led by Mark Turnquest, and look at examples around the region, including the North Americas. And present to the minister responsible or the ministry responsible for the post office solutions, a partnership between the government and private sector, and get a civil society actor in there with you to do the work of collecting data and surveys. And that tripartite body could present ideas to the government that they may decide to employ.
Yes. Okay, Ms. Cox, Mr. Ferguson, I have some callers who want to engage. Producer, patch those callers for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can hear it? Caller, hang up. Okay, I'm going to continue. What other services do you offer again? Oh, they call back now.
And then
producer,
the difference between registered mail and bulk mail.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Go. Let's go to the caller first. Go ahead, caller. Okay, can't get in contact with you, caller. Registered mail and bulk mail and other services. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the difference with registered mail and bulk mail is mails that the company can send through. Just say Guardian Radio wants to send 100 flyers, and they want these flyers to be put in each post office box. Then they would come to the post office. We have a counter for bulk mail. The person would give you the full amount, and we do the transaction, and the mails are put in upon payment, mails are put in each post office box. But registered mail is a letter, like I said, I want to send to my grandmother.
It's a type of advertisement.
And I want to track this. I want to make sure she gets this. I want to make sure that this is in, you know, once this mail gets intact, you use the registered mail for that.
Okay.
Let's see if we get these callers connected. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Okay, go ahead, callers. Can you hear us?
Good morning, Nuri and Aaron, and to your guests.
Good morning.
Yeah, I find this rather informative, but I had experience from in 1986 when I was in Kiaki working as assistant controller, and I used the post office there every like week to send money from my paycheck to my sister that worked for Atlantis, an executive parent, and she used to deposit my money at the Scotiabank branch on Paradise Island. And look, yes, mm-hmm. when you say that the savings account system was opened in 1952, I want to question the fact that my great-great-great-great-grandfather, Charles Farquharson, in his will in 1823,
yes, sir.
Put in it that the monies out of the estate to go to his daughters should be placed in a public trust fund instead of being controlled by their husband. And didn't the people in Watson's Island and the other family islands at that time used to use the mailing system?
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. You respond to that, Ms. Cox.
Wrong caller.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that caller.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ms. Cox.
Call back, second caller. Here we go. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. I got a ton of questions for you, but I only get asked one or two. If I have my intellectual property, say a patent, or like how Aaron would take her lyrics and her song and put it in an envelope and seal it and have it stamped and so forth, mm-hmm. when it comes to the prosecution stage of my patent, someone breached it, would I be able to take that envelope and use that as a legal document to say this belongs to me, number one? And Amazon don't seem to work with you all. Why is this?
Okay, can you repeat the first question, sir?
Okay. I have a patent.
Okay.
And normally you would probably get, the best way to go is to go through a U.S. attorney, a patent office.
Okay.
But then even that's problematic. But I'm saying, am I able to take my intellectual property, put it in an envelope, mail it to myself, mm-hmm. don't open the envelope like mm-hmm. Aaron likes to do, mm-hmm. and when someone infringes on my patent, I can take that envelope, open it up in court, and would that be valued?
That is a question I cannot answer for you, sir. But I know of the letters that you're talking about where persons would mail them to themselves. But after they've received those letters back to them, I cannot give you any advice after that, sir.
Okay, fine.
I'm sorry.
Now, I can't use my P.O. box on Amazon platform because I guess they're trying to encourage the other freight forwarders to have business. Mm-hmm. Are you going to work around that at some point?
When was the last time you tried to do that, sir? Because I know of persons who can actually do that. So when was the last time you tried to do that?
Okay, fine. So it's now available.
Yes,
anyway,
sir.
Let me just stop because I have a bunch of questions, but I'll let somebody else call.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good. Go ahead, Mr.
But to the caller, you say you use your P.O. box. Some people don't have P.O. box. And they just will put their name, their address, you know, they put Nassau, Bahamas, and they put their phone number. Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this, Mr. Ferguson. Back in the day, my godmother had no P.O. box.
Right.
But she used to get her mail over the counter at the post office. Mm-hmm. It's like general delivery.
General delivery.
You all still do that?
It is still alive and well.
Oh, okay. I have another caller there who wants to engage you. And then go to text. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller going once. Caller going twice. Let's go to the next person. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm new back.
Go ahead. You want him to answer the question?
Pardon me?
You want him to answer the question?
Yeah. Another question.
Okay, you're breaking up now. Hello? You're breaking up now. Okay.
All right, so before that caller, the issue of copyright and the mail, the postal system, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. AI gave me a general overview when I put in copyright mail system Bahamas.
Right.
It is the, okay, so what we're referring to is the Interinsular Mails Act. This act establishes and maintains a mail service between another ports of call, including between our islands and settlement. Okay. It is suggesting, this AI overview is suggesting that the process that the caller identified where you put your copyright in, you put it in an envelope and mail it to yourself. Mm-hmm. If an issue arises, mm-hmm. the envelope must be sealed, mm-hmm.
unopened,
and you open it in court, yes. essentially,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so it is possible that that may also apply in the Bahamas,
okay.
but it is always best mm-hmm. to get advice from a lawyer, and not just any lawyer. Ask them, are you experienced in, do you have expertise in
this area? Exactly.
In this area.
Yes. Good. We're going to take a quick commercial break right here. When we return, we're speaking to representative from the Post Office, the Bahamas Postal Services. We're also going to petition, letter writing competition that the Post Office is actually having for junior and senior high school students. So when we return, we go into some detail about that, how they can participate. It's a global essay writing or a global letter writing competition.
And well, what do you mean? I could write to anybody in the globe?
No.
Write a letter? Or it's open to anybody in
the whole globe world participating? Yeah. Post Office participating in this?
Yes.
This is Guided Radio AM. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Everybody Wins Live is bringing you the ultimate giveaway, a brand new Cybertruck. For every $30 spent, you're in the drawing for the ultimate grand prize, a Cybertruck. Drawn live at the Vibes Cartel Concert, March 29th. You'll also be automatically entered to win tickets to see the world boss himself. 25 lucky winners every single week. Visit EverybodyWinsLive.com to get into the game. See website for full terms and conditions. Must be 18 or over to participate.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Oh, welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. You know, you're trying to listen and didn't realize you have your earphone off. I want to hear about the competition. What is this competition about?
Hello, Mr. Nuri. Reintroduce the guest, man.
Well, that's Ms. Cox.
I went, but that's Ms. Cox.
That's Mr. Ferguson.
I want to hear them say Bahamas Postal Service.
Ms. Cox would say that again. Ms. Cox, say Bahamas Postal Services again.
Good morning again. My name is Hollis Cox. I'm here with my colleague, Mr. Derek Ferguson, and we are a part of the Bahamas Postal Services.
There you go.
That's right.
Okay, now this competition. I want to hear more about this competition.
Good. Good stuff. Okay, we are here this morning to also put it out there, because we're trying to get our young people involved. We're trying to encourage them to maintain practices of, you know, using proper English and not getting so caught up with using, you know, those texting abbreviations that they use, the little two-letter words. And so this competition, as I stated, Ms. Inouye, it's the Bahamas Postal Service and its partners of the Universal Postal aims to improve literacy through the art of letter writing. We are targeting secondary and high school students, and the annual competition encourages participants to express their creativity and refine their language skills. And Mr. Nuri, just to put a point in, this is the 54th year of this competition throughout the world.
So the people are writing a letter?
The students, ages 9 to 15, will be writing a letter. And the letter, the name, I'm so sorry, what we want them to write on is, say, think of yourself as being the ocean. What advice would you give persons to say how to treat the ocean, how to treat me as being the ocean?
Hold on. So I am going to personify the ocean. I am the ocean, and I am writing a letter to the general public, or I could pick the people I write into.
Davis.
No,
QC, KC.
I could say, dear prime ministers of the world.
If you so choose to.
I like that, right?
Yeah, the audience.
Mm-hmm. Man, and you say this is only open to...
Junior and high school students.
Let's just take this moment, us old heads, to be jealous. Let's take a moment to be jealous of this opportunity, but also don't be jealous for too long.
No.
Look at your child and say,
yes,
we doing this. Look at your child and say, we doing this.
Yes.
Even though I cannot enter the competition myself, you write the letter and I go write a letter as well alongside you.
Yes.
When is the competition due date?
Okay.
And how do I come join up and sign up?
Okay, the deadline for all final submissions needs to be in no later than the 17th of April, 2025. And we kindly ask that all schools make a special effort to respect that deadline. The letter should be submitted. Those here in Nassau, there will be a designated box clearly marked National Letter Writing Competition. And this box will be situated at the General Post Office Town Center Mall building. For all Family Island students, they are to submit their letters through the Ministry of Education.
How long does letter got to be?
I'm sorry, the designated box will be situated at the receptionist area in the General Post Office.
And how long does the letter have to be?
We ask for no more than 800 words.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Yes.
All right, 800 word limit.
Yes.
We're personifying the ocean, and we are writing a letter to the world, to the public, about our relationship.
Yes.
And does this letter have to be typewritten, or I could do handwriting type thing?
We prefer handwriting because we're looking at ages 9 to 15, and we're not saying that they cannot use the typewriter. But we prefer it handwritten.
In high school, they type in. They type in.
But what I found is that there's obviously the need to ensconce them in technology.
Yes.
But the tactile practice of writing is very, very valuable as well.
Yes.
And I'm going to find my niece. Look at my niece in Canada. I need to tell her to call her, to go to her teacher. Let her teach, well, to ask her parents to pull up the information online, print it out, or send it in an email to her teacher to say, hey, I would like to enter this because I'm from the Bahamas and I miss the ocean and I feel like I need to write a letter as the ocean to tell y'all how much, you know, I love the ocean.
That's a wonderful idea.
What type of information you need to have on the letter so they identify the student to say who went?
How should the student prepare their letter?
Their name, their school. The grade?
Compositions must be in the form... Thank you. Compositions must be in the form of a letter and contain the elements of a letter. We're asking for the heading, the greeting, the body, complimentary close, a signature line, and postscript, which is optional.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, tell me which part this is. Mm-hmm. Dear crack conch lovers. Mm. That's as Ocean, that's who I write into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You and I, we have loved each other for a long time, but we have to moderate ourselves now. I have to moderate how much conch I let you take out of me, the mm-hmm. ocean, mm-hmm. and you need to moderate how much conch snack you eat every day, because we have to balance this thing for the future.
Okay, we still have some callers on the line, and we still have some texts. But I could still remind people about this competition. And what is the due date for the competition again?
The 17th of April.
17th of April.
Yes.
And drop that letter to the Mean Post Office.
General Post Office, Town Center.
And emphasize that the date is important because they have to send the mail out on time.
Okay. It is. Let's go to this call again. Guardian Radio AM. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, caller? Can you hear me, caller? Twice. I have a text here was asking me if the person died and they have money at the post office, how their parent or how their siblings or survivors people can get them. Well,
they do have in the form who your beneficiary will be, and so that shouldn't be a problem. Once a beneficiary could bring a death certificate along with who they are, same thing.
Okay, let's see if we can squeeze this caller in. Go ahead, Kermit. Go ahead, Cordy. Can you hear me?
Good morning, yes.
Good morning. Go ahead. You're live.
Thank you. I'm just calling to ask a quick question regarding the savings account, the $6,000 maximum. I wanted to find out if the 5% interest would be compounded annually, and so does that mean the account can go over the $6,000 with the interest compounded annually? Thank you.
Yes to your question. The answer is yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. You're live on Garden Radio.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to your partner. Yeah, the lady kind of asked what they wanted to know, but another thing is with the limit, right?
Yes, sir.
Would you accept, let's say, I have a bank, which seems to be a non-productive tank where you just go and put in the money, but they allow nationality bank. You know, I don't know why they allow to get away with whatever they're doing, but just transfer. The limit that you said, right? The lady called is not a number, right?
Okay.
From my bank to that bank, just one shot.
Okay.
The limit that you have. Is there a problem with that?
Okay.
I'm a poor man trying to really just facilitate something for my children before I leave the planet.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, can that transfer, or can I come there but just do it, and I have to do it in cash, or is there anything that facilitates the transfer from the bank to your...
Okay.
I
wanted to answer that question for you, sir. We don't do transfers from your bank to the post office, but what we do, you have to go into the bank manager, and once you, depending on the amount of money, you do a manager's check. We will definitely accept a manager's check, sir.
No, I see. I go through all kind of techs who wants to get more information about the banking procedures, but run through all of the listing of the services that the post office has again.
Okay, we have the high speed. Let me start for you. We have general delivery, where that general delivery is for persons who do not have a post office box. And if you do not have a post office box and you want someone to send you a letter or you want to send something off, you put your name, John Brown, Thompson Lane, General Delivery, Nassau Post Office. Mm-hmm. You come in and you bring your identification. Your ID is a must. And you can go right to the general delivery counter. I came to collect this mail on behalf of so-and-so. You give them your ID, and they'll present you with your mail upon checking that all of your relevant documents are correct.
Okay.
Then we have the express mail. We have the express mail. We have, and that is mails also like the registered mail, but we call it high speed in the post office, where you have a 16-digit numbers as well. And that is a barcoded number where once your package is sent in the back, we scan it with the barcode scanner, and that way we can track that all over the world. We have registered mails. Those mails are $2.50 plus the postage, but also the packages, they cost more, but they also go by weight. Once your package is weighed, and they give you the price, then we can go
for the high-speed registered mail.
For high-speed and registered.
I got to sign for that to get it, right?
Yeah, definitely, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, then we have bulk mail. Bulk mail is also for companies or even someone private like yourself. You may have a church group and you want 100, 75, 50, flyers to go out, you can come to the post office and we offer that service. Then we have Air Parcel. Air Parcel, just like how you would order from a shipping company, the post office, we do that as well. Then we have surface mail. We have air mail. We have telegraph money order. That's the money order that I spoke about earlier. That's a telegraph money order. And we have domestic money order. We also do the post office box rent. And then we have the savings bank account.
But what do you mean by telegraph money order? I mean, I can send money abroad?
Telegraph money order, that's just a post office term. But that's, like I said, that's you can send money order to every family island in the Bahamas.
I understand. Go ahead. That's all. Okay.
That is the services we offer, sir.
Go ahead, Ms. Ferguson.
Yeah, another thing, too. When persons happens to receive their packages, just say, from the United States and different parts of the world, Canada and Australia and stuff like that, when it arrives, they think that their family or whoever sent them the package already paid everything. Mm-hmm. They just can come and pick up and go. No, we have customs here. Please, folks, we have customs. Customs got to get what is their own.
Hold on, but they have to pay customs on a gift? Yes. I didn't buy it.
No, not a gift.
Okay.
That's why customs will open the package, and depending on what the package is.
The value.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So if this is just a gift, but most likely you might only pay on the postage.
And what if I left my cell phone in Miami and they send it back?
Okay.
Do I got to pay on that?
You won't pay for the cell phone being sent, but you'll pay the postage.
Okay. I understand that.
Yes, sir.
I get a text from a guidance counselor saying, where can they find the information about the essay competition?
Okay. The information is online on the post office website. And so you can go on the post office website and you'll find the information online. But you can also check which school, if I may ask, that you're calling from.
They didn't tell me. They just
You can also check with your guidance counselor or the principal of the schools, because we sent out information to all of the schools.
Okay. So the information is out. All the students and all the schools are aware of it, and that you can now participate and turn in your letter to where again?
You can turn in your letters at the general post office in the receptionist area. We have a drop box there, and you can put them in the drop box, and they will be collected.
And how long this letter got to be?
800 words.
Okay, and what is about it? It's giving life to the
ocean? Imagine you are the ocean.
I'm the ocean.
Write a letter to someone explaining why and how to take care of me.
Can I imagine myself being a sea and not an ocean?
No, we need you to imagine you're the ocean.
Because I want to be the Lucayan Sea and represent the Bahamas.
Well, Mr. Nuri, when that's your competition come around,
yeah.
I can be your spokesperson for that. Let's stay on track.
You think you give in trouble? Wait till I write this letter to CARICOM about how they won't let old people in the competition.
I want to know if I could be the Indian Ocean talking to the Bohemian Prime Minister, and that's a different jurisdiction.
No, we didn't give the ocean a name.
No.
We say
you could be any ocean.
You could be any ocean.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to be the Irish ocean.
Can my ocean have an accent?
Like, your ocean could have an accent.
Okay. Yes. So I could be the Indian Ocean then.
I can't wait to start my letter writing campaign to protest the fact that they won't let old people write letter in the national children.
Aaron, be coming back at you with that one for the next year, okay? For the 55th year, be coming back at you with that
and
one.
And the good
okay?
thing is school still do letter writing as part of the curriculum.
Yes.
Like
yes.
primary schools, junior schools, and high schools, that's part of the curriculum for BGCSE.
That's why, Mr. Nuri, we want them to do it in pen, because we want them to you know, go back to the roots, so to say. Because if you go on a computer, the computer going to check your eye and gonna check your teeth, but we want them to write it in their own handwriting.
Letter writing, especially if it's a personal, familial, personal relationship, it's a different process entirely. The holding the pen in your hand, having the words come from your heart through your hand to the paper. And it's important for young people to experience the whole thing.
Yes.
Right? I can't wait till I read from a young person writing the Grammy on the Family Island. Mm-hmm. Grammy, has been 757 days since you last sent flower cake to Nassau for us. I know you don't like these Nassau people, Grammy, but they trying hard. Right? It's a whole experience they have to get.
Yes. And also, Mr. Nuri, if I may add quickly, it's open to all public and private schools, but also children who are being homeschooled.
Homeschooled too. Well, that's good.
And let me give you a quick rundown on the prizes. Our regional, that's here in Nassau, Bahamas, our regional first, second, and third finalists will receive some exciting prizes. We have iPad. We have smartphone, y'all. We're looking at probably even some laptops. See, we won't tell you all our business, but the prizes are really, really good. And then the international prizes, we have the students will be, weather permitting, the students will be flown to Dubai.
What?
Yes, sir.
I like Dubai.
Yeah.
That's where the Arabs from.
Yeah.
They have money there.
There you go.
They have high end. Anyway, this has been. I won't go to Dubai.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting.
Trust me,
it don't snow once.
It don't matter if it's raining in Nassau. It ain't raining in Dubai. Be good on the plane.
Either Dubai and also a possibility of a trip to Switzerland.
Trip to Switzerland too?
Yes.
Okay.
So very quickly, let me just give the telephone contact if someone wants to contact concerning any of our services and also the letter writing competition. We have 397-3600. That is the main post office line.
397-3600. Okay. We call that.
And they'll put you on to whoever is responsible, you know.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mrs. Cox. Thank you very much, Mr. Ferguson.
Welcome.
They're represented from the Bahamas Postal Services. And they're talking about their letter writing competition, which is going to be on April when again?
April 17th.
April 17th. That's the deadline for that.
That's the deadline.
Okay.
And May 5th will be the final competition.
Yes. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green.
Absolutely.
You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.